welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Hines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 25th, 1940, and the title is Gulch Creek Crooks. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Cattle raising the first great industry in the western United States. But the outlaw bands that roamed the frontier attacked the trail herds at every opportunity. The lives and property of the ranchers were in constant danger until the masked rider of the plains started his fight for law and order. It was he, more than any other man, who put an end to rustling and made the new country safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Thomas waiting on the trail ahead! We've got to hurry! Hail, Silver, hoy!
Nancy Larkin stood in the doorway of the ranch house and watched her father as he unsaddled his horse and turned it loose in the corral.
Seems that everything's been against him. Mustn't let him know that he's changed so in the past few months. Wouldn't help any.
Hi there, Paul. Come on in. I'm waiting for you.
I'm coming, Nancy. Is there anything wrong?
Of course there's nothing wrong.
I was just putting the horse into the corral.
Well, come in now and tell me all about the trip to town. Did the deal go through all right?
Yeah, the deal went through. Oh, it's good to sit down.
Wouldn't you rather come inside?
The steps will do. Air's good.
You really sold off the cattle, huh? Did you get your price for it?
Yep, the papers are all drawn up.
Oh, well, that's grand. You conned a lot on making that sale. Well, I should think you'd have come home whooping her up.
I reckon I'm getting on in years, Nancy. These hot days are hard on me.
Well, tell me about it. How many head of cattle?
1,500.
Oh, that's grand. That'll be enough cash to pay off your debts and leave something over, won't it?
I reckon so. Oh, well, we may as well go inside. Supper about ready?
Won't take but a minute. You wash up and I'll get things spread out.
Helps a lot having pump in the house, don't it, honey?
Sure does.
I don't suppose you heard from Rocky.
Why?
Hmm? Just wondering. Have you?
No, I haven't.
He's a fine man. I I sort of hoped we'd get to like him.
He's mighty independent.
Where's that town?
Here.
I can't for the life of me understand what ails that loco young maverick. It's just doggone foolishness that he won't take a share of this ranch of mine instead of trying to buy himself a ranch of his own.
It's that cussed independence of his, Paul, just like I said. He feels that he's got to make his own way in the world.
Mm.
But tell me about things. Now that the cattle are sold, we'll be able to get some of the things we need, won't we?
Maybe so. When I get the cash.
Oh. You got something on deposit, though.
Well, honey, things are different than they was. Since the war, there's an awful lot of cattle in this part of the country. The prices are way low, and men that buy make their own terms.
You didn't get any cash at all?
Well, no.
But, Paul...
I couldn't help it, honey. The big buyers don't pay nothing till the cattle is delivered to them in the East. In that way, they don't stand to lose if the stock is stolen.
Stolen?
Oh, there's been a heap of cattle stole.
The Gulch Creek gang?
I reckon so. Don't dish me up very much, honey. I ain't hungry.
You're worried, Paul.
Oh, now, Nancy.
You are? Oh, you poor dear.
Well, I have more cowhands, but they're hard to get and want to try to pay. Moving cattle has got to be a dangerous job since that Gulch Creek bunch started in.
It'll be a hard drive to the railroad, huh?
Plenty hard, even if we had a lot of men. Which we ain't.
Rocky said he'd be here for the roundup and run if you made a sale.
Oh, Rocky will help us, but he's only one man. There's a lot of strangers around town. I tried to hire some, but they wasn't interested.
Oh?
That's what worries me some, too. These strangers might be some of that Gulch Creek gang. Find it out when there's to be a heavy run of cattle that can be stole without too much trouble.
Paul, let me ask one thing.
Yeah?
How hard will you be hit if that 1,500 head of cattle is stolen?
I don't like to think of it, Nancy.
We'll be licked, huh?
Licked plenty. Flat broke. That's what it'll mean, girl, and hang it all, it ain't right.
Poor Paul.
I wonder where Rocky is right now.
That moment, Rocky was buying supplies at the best cafe in town.
So this is all for your girl, eh, Rocky?
That's right. So pack it carefully.
Good to see you back in these parts. I reckon Abe and Nancy will be right glad to see you.
I don't know. Maybe I don't get the welcome sign there since the last time.
Abe has been buying up pretty plain grub lately.
Never mind that.
Reckon this fancy eating will be a real treat for him.
Wrap it up and don't wag your tongue so much.
Sure thing. Say, Abe was here in town today, did you hear?
He was?
Yeah. Closed a big cattle deal. 1,500 head.
You got to tell that to everyone around here?
Shucks, ain't anyone that ain't heard about it by this time.
I expect not, with a tongue like yours that's loose at both ends.
I suppose you'll be helping Abe when he runs those critters to the railroad, won't you?
If he wants me to help, he can. Now, will you get that grub wrapped up?
Yeah. Just thought, Rocky. There's something you should know.
Well?
This Gulch Creek outfit.
I heard all about them dirty mavericks, rustling on all sides. How many of that bunch know about Abe's sale?
I don't know, but there's members of the gang in town, I can tell you that.
How do you know?
I sold Vittles to one a while ago.
Point him out.
Now, I'm just going on a hunch. But I was on the stage, you know, play acting for a time.
Sure, sure, but get to the point.
Being on the stage, I can see where a man's face is disguised. And there's a man in here right now that's showing a face that ain't his true one.
Where's he at?
Sitting at the table in the corner. That package beside him has a lot of grub racked up for packing on a trip. You see him? The gent with the broad shoulders?
Yeah, I see him.
The thing that makes me suspect him is that there was a redskin sitting nearby when Abe was talking his deal over. Then as soon as Abe left, this Indian hustled out to meet that stranger, then rode away. Stranger come in and bought victuals.
I see.
Now don't let on I said anything.
No, I won't. Just hold that package for a time.
What you gonna do?
Have a couple of words with that stranger.
Now don't get me involved.
I won't. Howdy, stranger.
Well?
Mind if I sit?
Go ahead.
Just a minute. Something I thought I should tell you.
Well?
This town's an odd sort of place. It's healthy enough for men that are living here, but the climate is mighty unsuited to strangers.
Yeah, I see. That won't bother me, though. I'm not here for my health.
Oh, you ain't? Well, this precious little business here. You know, a man that's not known just can't do business around here.
I'm not here on business.
I see. Just sort of passing through, is that it?
Perhaps.
You'll likely be pulling out before sundown, I suppose.
That's hard to tell.
I just thought I'd make mention of it. The place is unhealthy, as I said, during the daytime. But it's twice as unhealthy at night.
Thanks for telling me.
Oh, that's all right. I figure I'm giving all strangers sort of fair warning as to what they can look for.
I'll be on guard.
Oh, by the way, stranger, have you ever heard of the Gulch Creek Gang?
Yes. Just happens that I have heard about them. Why?
Well, sir, there was a gent around here a while ago, and he was just suspicioned of being with that outfit. It was horrible. See what happened to him.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. I'd sure hate to be in the shoes of a man that's really a member of that gang. Especially if it happens to be Abe Larkin's cattle that he was thinking about.
You know Abe Larkin?
I figure on someday marrying his daughter.
You do?
Yeah. I thought I'd mention that so you'd know.
Oh, I am glad to know it.
If by any chance, mister, you happen to run into any of the Gulch Creek rustlers, you might mention the fact that I'm personally going to deal with any of them that have notions about the Larkin livestock.
I'll tell the Gulch Creek men if I see any of them.
Good.
Now, wait. One thing more.
Huh?
You must be Rocky Caldwell.
You know my name?
Is that it?
Yeah, but how in the dickens do you know it?
I've heard it mentioned. I must get along now. Glad to have seen you, Rocky.
But how did you...
I'll remember all that you've told me.
Now, if that don't beat all, I wonder he knew me.
There's your package of grub, Rocky. What did the stranger have to say?
Who is he, anyhow? Hang it, all he knew my name. I couldn't figure him out. He seemed to have a sort of half grin on his face all the time I was speaking to him.
I didn't see no grin.
Oh, it wasn't his mouth. It was sort of in his eyes. Those eyes, they seem to look right through me.
Rocky, you're getting downright local.
Yeah, by thunder, maybe I am, but those eyes seem to...
The Lone Ranger raced out of town and headed for a distant wooded area where Tonto had made camp. When he reached a clearing where the faithful Indian was waiting, he reined in the great horse Silver and handed down the food and supplies he had purchased.
And there we are, Tonto. Food and supplies to last a long time.
Oh, that good.
There should be enough there to last for at least 2 weeks.
What's your plan?
I don't know yet. But maybe sometime before we have the chance to stop for food.
Not hunt? Not fish?
We may not be able to. We might be riding a cattle trail.
Oh.
I met Rocky Caldwell, Kemosabe. I like him.
Him friend?
He's a friend of Abe Larkin. He's going to marry his daughter, Nancy.
Oh.
He thought I was a member of the Gulch Creek gang. I didn't tell him otherwise.
What you find out?
Now, Rocky's worried about the Gulch Creek outfit. He thinks he'll try to steal the Larkin cattle when it's run to the railroad.
You not unsaddled, Silver?
No, we're riding, Tutter. Get, Scout.
Yes, Scout.
We're going to ride the trail. The Larkin cattle will be taken over.
Why do that?
Tutter, the Gulch Creek gang is small. There aren't many men in it. They depend on careful planning and a lot of cleverness to get away with their raids.
That right.
Pack up some of that food in the saddlebags. I'll carry the rest.
Ah.
We're going to study that trail and try and determine where the gang would most likely attack.
Uh-huh.
We'll try and use the strategy of the Gulch Creek gang against them. After we studied the land, I want to head for Larkin's place. At Abe Larkin's ranch that evening, the old man and Rocky made final arrangements for the roundup and the big drive.
That's all we can do, Rocky. Get the best men we can and trust to luck.
Well, we'll at least give that Gulch Creek gang a hard fight.
Hang it all, though, Rocky. From what I heard of the way that outfit works, there ain't much fighting a man can do.
You've talked long enough about the cattle drive. For mercy's sake, Paul, you're getting too head up about it.
No.
Maybe the Gulch Creek gang won't show up at all.
I'm afraid you're wrong, honey. There's all men in town that I'm dead sure was one of them.
Well, we won't worry anymore. We'll do our best, and that's all anyone can do. Now tell us about your trip, Rocky.
Nancy's right. Let's change the subject, son. Did you find a little place to buy?
No, everyone around here wants sky-high prices for land.
Then why don't you buy into this place? I'll make over half the place to you, and you can pay when you get the cash.
Nope. Can't afford it, Mr. Larkin. And I won't buy what I can't afford. I don't aim to get married with a big debt.
But hang it, what's the odds?
I reckon I'm just plain stubborn. Hi there.
Hey, what you doing?
Said you're going crazy.
Stop shooting out the window.
It was him. That man I saw, the Gulch Creek man. He was right outside there looking in. Let me at him.
Don't shoot crazy.
I see him. That white horse yonder.
Rocky, be careful.
Missed again.
I'll kill
away. He's got away. He's gone. Look, there's another rider joining them out yonder. Now we're in for it, Larkin. Now we're in for sure. The Gulch Creek gang is watching us and waiting.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. During the next few days, the Lone Ranger rode across the plains with Tonto, studying the ground near the cattle trail. The Larkin ranch hands completed their roundup. The stubborn longhorns were herded together at the point where the drive was to begin. Then, when everything was ready, Rocky signaled Abe Larkin, who rode up with Nancy.
We're all set, Mr. Larkin.
Good. How does the start look to you, Rocky?
Fine. It should go through the trip in first-class shape and not lose a lot of weight.
Have you seen anything more of that man you shot at the other night?
Not a sign of him, Nancy.
All set to go, huh?
Yep. Well, we'll be back soon, we hope, Nancy. Not more in a couple of days, maybe, if we have luck.
Oh, I'm riding with you.
What?
Of course.
But a cattle drive ain't no place for a girl like you.
I can ride as well as anyone and shoot pretty well. You'll need all the riders you can get.
Now, look, honey. With you to worry about if trouble comes...
Nobody has to worry about me. You just worry about that cattle. I'm riding herd. Let's go.
Look, Nancy, I'll tell you what. We'll meet halfway. You and your paw stay here and wait. You start out tomorrow.
Well, why tomorrow?
We plan to hole up for one day in the Devil's Pass. There's fine graze in there, and that'll give the cattle a chance to graze and keep the weight up. Then you'll be able to catch up to us. Your paw can wait with you.
I'll do it, Nancy. Then you'll know you ain't being left behind.
You'll catch up to us easy, don't you see? And we'll all get to the station of the railroad at the same time.
Well, all right. Get up. Get up there.
What's your idea, Rocky? You got something up your sleeve?
Larkin, I figure the Devil's Pass is where this Gulch Creek outfit will try and attack us.
It's a likely place.
The only place on the trail where they could attack us from the ambush, you savvy?
Yeah.
Once past the Devil's Pass, there won't be no danger. If the attack don't come there, it just won't come.
All right, son. Heaven help you.
See you at the station in a few days.
Right.
All set, boys. Let's get started. Wing riders, watch out. Keep the packing close. Come on,
Lone Ranger and Tonto waited at Devil's Pass all day. It was less than an hour before sunset when they saw a cloud of dust in the distance. And
there they come, Tonto.
We wait here. Stand guard, huh?
If an attack is made, we can at least help fight.
Not right.
No wonder, Kemosabe. Something mighty odd. Is it possible that the Gulch Creek gang is going to let 1,500 head of cattle pass here unmolested?
Maybe you not plan right.
What?
You say Gulch Creek gang smart.
They are.
You think this only place where attack come. Gulch Creek gang maybe figure this bad place make attack.
I wonder if you're right. Surprise is always one of the elements that plays an important part in the work of that gang.
No surprise if attack come here.
Well, you have an idea. This is a place where an attack would be looked for. Therefore, there'll be no attack here. It'll come as a surprise. And yet... Yet, Tonto, where else could it come?
A watch was kept throughout the night, not only by the cattlemen, but also by the Lone Ranger and Tonto. There was no sign of an attack. The next morning, the men felt greatly encouraged, and their hopes rose as the hours passed. The cattle were allowed to graze until noon, and then the drive was underway again.
How do you feel about things now, Rocky?
All right.
By golly, you sure don't look like you fell all right.
What ails you?
Look, boys, would you just as soon save your wind?
Sure, if that's how you feel. You got a stomach ache?
No, I'm all right.
Well, then what's got you down, Caso?
Boys, I hate to say it, but I'd feel better if we'd been attacked in the Devil's Pass.
You what?
You local?
Oh, I know it sounds local, but rat it all, we ain't in the clear yet.
Why ain't we?
There's something coming, I know it.
Well, I don't see how.
Me neither, that's the trouble. That rustler outfit ain't gonna let this shipment go through like this with nothing happening.
Well, they ain't done nothing.
Maybe they don't even know about it.
They know about it, all right. They make a bid to get the critters.
Where?
How?
I don't know. Hank, you drop back and tell the wind riders to keep a sharp watch on both sides. Let me know if the first speck of dust is here rising. Tell all the boys to keep the six guns handy and the rifles ready for shooting.
Right. Get up, boy. Get
along. Rocky.
Huh?
There's one thing you should know. I'm keeping an eye on it for all the same.
Hey, what's that?
There's been a little cloud of dust a long ways back of us. It's been there ever since we left the pass.
There has been?
Yep. I didn't make no mention of it sooner because it ain't been coming no closer.
Does it look like it's from horsemen?
Well, if it is, it ain't but a couple of them. I thought it might be Abe Locke and a Nancy riding up to catch us.
Yeah, that's likely what it is if there's just a couple riders. But get back and keep a sharp watch on it all the same. As soon as them riders get close enough to make out who they are, let me know.
Right. Get along then.
We'll keep as far back as we can, Tonto, and still keep the herd in sight.
All we see is cloud of dust.
That's enough. We can hear any gunfire that starts. I suppose we might leave that drive, but somehow I feel that there's something still to come.
And that's how Tonto feels.
You were right when you said that the Gulch Creek men wouldn't attack in Devil's Pass, because that's where the attack was expected. The question is, where will the attack be made?
Wait.
What is it, Tonto?
Look behind. Two rider come this way.
Off the trail, then. Let them pass. We'll see if... Oh, that's Abe Larkin riding with his daughter. Still no sign of the rustlers.
Look ahead there, Nancy. There's the herd.
And still on the move. Those are our... Paul!
Huh?
Look, those two men, that masked man.
Steady there.
So you're part of that rustling gang.
Getting a drop on us. Why?
Easy, Larkin. We're not rustlers.
Then who are you?
Rocky saw me at the window of your house. He thought I was one of the Gulch Creek gang, but I'm not. Now listen to me.
What do you want?
We're hoping to help you if you have to fight the Gulch Creek gang. Rocky will start shooting at Tonto and me as soon as he sees us. Tell him, Larkin. Tell him we're on your side.
I likely won't get the chance to tell him. You don't figure on letting us go, do you?
Go ahead. I've said all I have to say.
How do we know this isn't just part of a trick?
I can only hope that you'll believe me, Nancy. I doubt if you've heard of me around this part of the country.
Heard about you?
Him, Lone Ranger.
What? The Lone Ranger? You?
Yes.
Have I heard about you? Jumping Jehoshaphat. Nancy, you tell Rocky if he lifts a gun at this man, I'll tar and feather him. Ain't you riding with us?
We're going to stay behind and hope to find out what that gang is planning. But you'd better get going if you hope to overtake that herd before it gets to the station.
Come on, Nancy. Get up there.
While the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode in sweeping zigzags, scouring the plains for a sign of the rustlers, the cattle arrived in town, the process of loading the cars began. Thrilled Abe Larkin to see car after car loaded with his longhorns.
There's another one, Phil, boys. Good work.
Close this gate. Run into the next car.
The safety of the cattle, once the train was underway, had always been a foregone conclusion.
Oh, we're going to make it. We'll make it all right now, won't we?
Why, Ginger Nancy, I bet we do.
Things are shaping up real good, Larkin.
You sure been a help, Rocky.
Ain't seen no sign of that Lone Ranger you made mention of, have you?
No, but by darn, I bet if any of the gang does show up now, he'll be on hand.
Wasn't it silly, Rocky, you thinking that he was one of the gang?
It throwed all my calculating off, Nancy. Now that he ain't, well, maybe that gang didn't have men in town at all. Maybe they don't have any notion of trying to get the cattle.
Who's that for? Get that tally straight now. Don't make no mistake.
We'll be loaded in another half hour, Larkin.
Good.
And then I'll start hunting the ranch again.
Look, Rocky. Why don't you think it over and take a share of my outfit?
You wouldn't make that offer if I wasn't hoping to marry Nancy.
Well,
that's why I won't take it at your price. The price I can pay. If I had cash enough to pay what half interest is worth, it'd sure be different.
The engine!
There she comes, boys. There's a choo-choo to hitch onto our cattle car.
Where's that loading, boys? Keep them moving. Come on now. Keep it going there.
Watch her. There she goes to make the coupling. Don't let them critters get hurt.
Hey, what is it? What happened here anyway, huh?
Hey, tell that engineer to be careful. He's bumping the critters all over the car.
Hey, care there. Why don't you learn how to run that engine? Maybe that engineer's drunk. Huh? What's the matter?
here. Can he make a couple of...
Yes, I know. It seems that the engineer's having a lot of trouble.
What matter him?
I don't know, Kemosabe. I've never seen them work like that before. Why doesn't one of the trainmen get out on the platform as they always do?
Me not know.
They should have several men flagging the engineer. Tonto.
What matter?
The answer. The men running that engine don't know their job. They're bungling it. I want to look in that engine cab. The Gulch Creek gang is smarter than we thought. Come on, Tonto.
Hello, Silver! Hooray! They made the coupling, Tonto. They're pulling out.
Get on, scouts!
Help that train! Rocky, Rocky! After it! And train it from the Gulch Creek gang!
The masked man raced out of one of the wounded cowhands and shouted his startling news.
For your saddles! Get after that train before it gathers speed! It's the last chance! Come on, Silver!
Followed by Larkin's crew, he urged Silver past the cattle cars until he was abreast of the engines.
Stop that train! Get away from there! Get back or we start shooting! Not when that's done!
Keep them covered, Tonto. Sam's getting on board that plane.
How Tonto do it?
If anyone brings a gun, I'll shoot it away from them. The Lone Ranger drew his great horse close to the engine, then leaning far out of the saddle, grabbed hold and dragged himself on board.
Get him! Throw him off!
Not just yet! You're covered! Stop this plane or I'll stop it for you!
You won't get me! Quick! Stop this plane!
Don't shoot again! Don't shoot!
Close that throttle and be fast! Hurry up now! Close that throttle!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
He's been on the floor of the cab of the real train crew. Keep the Gulf Creek gang covered until you have them tied.
The masked man done it.
I never seen riding like that.
What a horse that whitened is.
Rope him, critters.
So, they scheme to steal a whole doggone train.
I don't think there'll be any more thievery from the Ghost Creek gang.
By thunder, mister, we sure owe you plenty.
I reckon I gotta apologize for thinking what I did.
Now, Rocky, by the way, you were in charge of this drive. That means that you'll get the rewards for the capture of the gang.
Rewards? Oh, but you're the one that's deserving.
I won't be around to collect them. Steady, Silver. That's the boy, Silver.
But why won't you?
Well, you see, I don't need the cash to buy a half interest in a ranch.
You hear, Rocky? You'll have the cash. You'll buy my ranch.
Half of your ranch, Larkin. And... Oh. And then, by ginger, we'll have a wedding.
Oh, Silver! Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.